Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Michael. I need to advise you, this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm trying to on my weekly claim.
Okay, can I get your social security number?
416-392478.
You said 416-390078?
No, 392478.
Can I get your first and last name?
Shelby Nelson.
Your date of birth?
December 29, 1991.
Your mother's maiden name?
Nelson.
And your driver's license number?
7988155.
Okay, so
I think that's it. Let me double check.
Hold on.
It is 7955188. Yeah, I'm trying to do my weekly claim.
The number to do your weekly claim will be 800-752-7389.
Okay, can you give me any information on my claim that I have from last week or the last 2 weeks?
You said, do I have any information on your claim?
Yes.
Okay, so your claim, it was considered to be ineligible.
I went to the career center today and took them my right banking information and also provided information that I needed to provide.
You said you have provided every information that you need to provide.
Yes, my ID, birth certificate, pay stub, all that.
And did you miss any weeks of doing the weekly certification?
Sir?
Did you miss any weeks of doing the certification?
Last week, I believe.
Okay, so that may be the reason why.
So what do I need to do?
Okay, we need to file for a new claim. So will you be able to repeat your social security number one more time?
416-392478.
Okay, so your driver's license number, do you have it with you right now?
Yes, it's 79. Seven nine five five one eight eight.
One eight eight 7955188. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, sir.
Do you have difficulty with speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, sir.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, sir.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, sir.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
9th.
Would you like to receive your... for your driver's license number. You said... Okay, so what would be the state for the license number?
Alabama.
Would you like to receive your payment through direct deposit or the benefits card?
Probably the benefits card.
Okay, so with the benefits card, you have indicated that you wish to receive your unemployment benefits by the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. If you already have a tan colored Alabama Vantage card, that card is good until the valid roll date on the card, and payment will be made to your existing Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits account once your claim
I
is
don't
approved.
Have...
Otherwise,
okay.
The card will be mailed to you after your first payment is approved. By law, we are required to disclose the following information regarding your new Alabama Vantage prepaid account. The Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card is issued by Comerica Bank. Comerica charges no monthly fee, no per purchase fee, and a $0 in-network ATM withdrawal fee, and a $1.30 out-of-network fee. There is no fee for ATM balance inquiries. There is no fee for live customer service calls, and a 35-cent fee for automated customer service calls. There is a $1 inactivity fee charged after 12 months with no activity. Comerica Bank charges two other types of fee. They are card replacement fee, $4 for regular delivery, $19 for expedited delivery, and international transaction fee, excluding replacement fee, can be lower depending on how and where this card is used. See the long form disclosure for ways to access your fund and balance information for no fee. The long form disclosure for this prepaid card can be accessed by calling 800-499-2035 or online at www.labor.alabama.gov/benefits-card. There is no overdraft or credit feature. Your funds are eligible for FDIC insurance. For general information about prepaid accounts, visit cfpb.gov/prepaid. Find details and conditions for all fees and services in the card order. Do you wish to continue with your selection of the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card?
Will it take longer for me to get my benefits if I get the Alabama Advantage card, or should I get it direct deposited?
It's going to be around the same time period because the benefits card is going to be issued to you once your claim is approved. The direct deposit, you are going to get paid once your claim is also approved. So... But
okay, I'll take the card, yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so... Can I get your mailing address?
609 Old Gaston Highway, OLD, GADSDEN Highway, Anniston, Alabama, 36201.
Okay, so you said 609 Old Gaston Highway, Anniston, Alabama, 36201.
Yes.
Is the residence address different from the above mailing address?
No, sir.
Has your address changed in the last year?
Yes, sir. I was living at 74 Pelham Heights, Anniston, Alabama, 36206, up until March when my mother died. I moved back in with my grandfather, me and my daughter did.
Yes, ma'am.
But prior to that, I've been there for like 10 years.
Can I get your primary phone number?
256-848.
And your email address?
Shelby Schuyler, S-H-E-L-B-Y, S-H-Y-L-E-R, 26 at shelbytyler@gmail.com.
Wait, you said Shelby Tyler.
No, Shelby Shiler. S-H-E-L-B-Y-S-H-Y-L-E-R 26@gmail.com. Or it could be Shelbski. shelbssskii@gmail.com.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Gadsden, Tuscaloosa, Roanoke, Phoenix City, or none of the
Roanoke.
Above?
Roanoke.
Which of the following colleges have you attended? Claremont McKenna College, New Mexico Junior College, Simpson College, York Technical College, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 10531 Smith Road, 112 Central Avenue, 2204.
112 Central Avenue.
Did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, sir.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, sir.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, sir.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, sir.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
Sir?
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, sir.
When was the last day that you worked?
It was November the 9th.
The 9th. Okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, sir.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
I was an employee.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
I'm only first shift. Because I have a minor child.
Okay. Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, sir.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, sir.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No, sir.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, sir.
And what is the company's name that you worked for last?
VHM Enterprises.
VHM Enterprises.
VHM Enterprises. V as in Victor, H as in hello, M as in McElroy. Enterprises.
Okay, can I get the company's phone number?
256-240-7900.
And when was the first day you started working for them?
August the 4th. Wait a minute. It might have been September the 4th.
September the 4th.
It was either August or September.
And when was your last day worked?
November the 9th.
And what was the city and the state work was performed in?
East Aboga, Alabama.
Let's see if I spell it right. Okay. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay?
No.
Sick pay?
No.
Holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
And why are you no longer working?
They fired me.
Can I get the reason why?
I'm not really sure.
Can I get the name and a title of the person who informed you of your termination?
Mary Woodard.
Do you know how to spell her last name?
W-O-O-D-A-R-D.
And what was her title?
She was just like the head janitor.
What date were you informed of termination?
The 9th.
September 9th.
Of November.
November.
November the 9th. Mm-hmm.
Specifically, what were you told by your employer upon being terminated?
Well, she told me to be back at 5 p.m., and I was back at 5 p.m., and that's whenever she had another employee go get my stuff out of my locker and pretty much had security walk me out for no reason at all. And, like, I couldn't talk to the main supervisor or anything.
So you said she told you to get back at 5 p.m. And then... Mm-hmm. At 5 p.m. when you got back,
I came
was
back.
Walked
yep.
out of the company.
Yes. I couldn't even get into my own locker. She had a guy that worked there walk me out. I mean, like, walk out with myself. who ironically, I got a job there.
Okay. What did you do to try and resolve the problem prior to being terminated?
I tried to talk to her. Like, I mean, I was on time every day. I mean, you know, I loved my job. So, you know, I helped a guy get a job there. And then after I helped him get a job there, that's when everything changed. Like, I mean, I don't really know what was happening. It was completely unprofessional, though.
Okay, do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefits check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
Your PIN number, it is going to be 7891.
Okay.
All right, so it normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work. Each time you claim benefits, you must file a weekly certification either by the telephone or the internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to file every week could result in a loss of benefits. If you chose to file through the internet, the web address will be www.labor.alabama.gov. And if you chose to file through the phone, the number you call will be 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made from Sunday, no later than 5 p.m. all the way to Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet next week. So we have completed the unemployment claim. Mrs. Shelby Nelson, do you have any questions?
Yes, sir. Can you please tell me that PIN one more time?
Yes, ma'am. It is 7891.
Okay, and when do I need to call? I need to call this Sunday before 5 p.m. or this Sunday after 5 p.m.?
You can call this coming Sunday. You can pick any time. You can pick any day from this coming Sunday to Friday next week.
Okay, all right, thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am, you're welcome. So since that's everything, thank you for calling. I hope you have a good day, ma'am.
You too. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye-bye.